This is an enactment portraying a key Bible character speaking of his or her experiences at this point in Acts. You may want to view it without charge or obligation in both sound and video. I'll tell you how to see it after we listen to some of what's here.
For about a decade after the start of the church, virtually all of the efforts to make Christians were made to the Jews. The Apostle Peter was the undisputed leader of the Christians during this time.
The Holy Spirit acted more and more powerfully in our early church. All of the apostles healed people and performed many signs and wonders. Crowds gathered up the sick and demon-tormented people they knew, and all of them were healed. The Spirit acted so powerfully that even people who were touched by my shadow were healed. This, of course, really made the Jewish leaders crazy with jealousy. They arrested all of the apostles, put us in jail. But in the night, an angel of the Lord came and released us. The fury of the leaders the next morning when they sent to the jail for us. The jail doors were locked. We were gone. Well, they thought they were angry before, but they exploded when they found that we were outside in the temple yard preaching about Jesus, just as the angel had instructed us. Talk about a slap in the face. And when they called us in to put us on trial, we just preached to them again. Finally, Gamaliel, the finest teacher in Israel, gave them some good advice. He said that if our actions were not of God, we would fail and go away. However, if our actions were of God, that they would be fighting God if they tried to stop us. They couldn't just give up that easily, though. They flogged us and threatened us to make us stop preaching. However, that just encouraged us to do more for the Lord. I'm just about ready to quit talking. I don't have the stamina that I had as a younger man. I don't want to take the time to tell you about all of the other healings, things that I was empowered to do, even about the time I raised a woman from the dead. But let me tell you one last story. You know that I was a Jew. Now, not a very educated Jew, but a Jew. And I was dedicated to the laws of Moses. Now, when Christianity first started and all of its new members were Jewish, we considered Jesus as the fulfillment of the law. So we continued to practice Judaism as best we could while also being Christians. We had no idea that Christianity would someday be offered to people who were not Jewish. That illusion ended several years after Pentecost. Not a few weeks or months like some people visualize, but maybe 10 years later. One afternoon in Joppa, I was praying the prayers of a happy man, and all of a sudden, an enormous sheet filled with unclean animals came into my view, and with God's voice telling me to kill and eat. Well, I was revolted. I said, I will never do such a thing as eat unclean food. God told me not to call anything unclean that he had made clean. Well, that same thing happened twice more, and I had learned when things happen in threes, I should pay attention. In my heart, I knew I had done many unclean things in my life. And then the Holy Spirit told me that some people were coming to my house and I should go with them. Well, by now, you can guess that I didn't even bother to wait for a knock on the door. I just went downstairs. The people at the door asked me to come meet their master, Cornelius, a Roman army commander. Of course, I did so because of the command of the Holy Spirit. fortunately, the Holy Spirit had me take along some of the brothers from Joppa as witnesses. Long story short, I went the 30 miles north to Caesarea and preached the gospel to Cornelius and his household and his friends, and they all received the gift of the Holy Spirit. With that sign in place, I baptized them. It was the first conversion of Gentiles, and it was the beginning of a new phase of the church. Oh, the explaining I had to do back in Jerusalem. The matter was so important that my word wasn't enough. Fortunately, I had the six witnesses from Joppa. There was no denying what the Holy Spirit wanted, and we had learned better than to argue with him. From now on, Christianity was available to everyone, not just the Jews. Well, you cannot even guess the bind that put me in. Here I was, living in Jerusalem with the Jews, and I wanted to get along with them so that I would continue to have the opportunity to bring them to the Lord. If I behaved as a Gentile, they wouldn't be able to associate with me. I and many of the other believers decided to continue to follow the laws of Moses as much as we could while preaching the good news to all of those around us. In our minds, Christianity was still an offshoot of Judaism. In that respect, we would find that we were in error. But we did pray for God to send someone to preach to the Gentiles. We just didn't know that the price of having that someone would be the life of one of my favorite friends.
If you would like to see this professional enactment, you can view it at RedeemTV.com. That's RedeemTV.com. No spaces in there. Then look under the Eyewitness series and then under the Eyewitness Acts section. Signing up is quick and easy. There is no charge. And we want to thank Redeem TV for allowing us to play some of the audio track. We do this as a service to you. We are not compensated for this announcement. We will be hearing more soon. Thank you.